In front of me is my third book, Jodo. It's based on the diary of my father who lived in the 40s in Indonesia. It was the times that it was still a colony of Holland, and under Soekarno, they tried to become independent. His diary is not only about this whole political change and movement, but mostly his love is about Anite, who's a Chinese girl, and he describes her so beautifully, her hair, her eyes, her mouth, and their first kiss behind the church. My father died when I was 2 years old, so I don't know who he was, and I always missed him. And on my bedroom, there was this big trunk from Indonesia. It was this, you know, this classic colonial trunk with leather on it, and my mother always told me, me being a child, your father is in there. But of course that was a metaphor, and I always was afraid of that trunk. And one day when I was 19, I opened it up, I dared to open it up, and what I found there were so many belongings of my father, and also his diary. This diary he was writing in Indonesia when he was 19 years old. So we had the same age when we met. And I'd start reading it, and in the atmosphere, the whole smell was tropical, you know, camphor and the old colonial days, and I was reading it and starting to know how my father was looking towards the world. Finally, I met him. I closed the book. I closed his diary, didn't do anything with it, and I started my life. And that life was mostly trying to track down the most perfect woman. She shouldn't only be beautiful, she should be clever, charming, my best friend, sporty, everything you can imagine. So along the line of my life, a lot of women came by. And they were downgraded every time because they were not perfect enough. And what started off as a quest for love became more or less frustration, because I couldn't keep this love, I couldn't connect. And then I thought, what can I do to find the key to the heart, to my heart? And then suddenly popped up Anite. Maybe she was still alive. So I went for 3 months, 2.5 months to Indonesia, to Padang, Sumatra, and I tried to track her down, because she was the only one, being the ex-girlfriend of my father, who could probably tell me what the essence is of real love. So I put a picture of her when she was a young child, when she was a girl. I put a picture of her in the newspaper. Who knows this woman in the Kompas, a local newspaper there, or in Jakarta Post, I put her. And who knows this girl? She was the love of my father during the 40s. Finally, so many days and weeks later, going to graveyard, Chinese graveyards, very scenic moments. It's been such a tremendous adventure. I found her, a very old little house, a snake restaurant actually. And she was sitting there with a little light, just burning, a little light. And she was touching my face when I came in. And because of her touch, she felt literally that I was the son of my father. And she said, you are the son of Henk, my old love. And I said to her, because I thought, she cannot see, she's blind. I said to her, but you are blind. And she said, yes, I am blind. I was born that way. And then I told her, but my father never wrote about you being blind. She said, why should he? Love is about the acceptance of imperfection, not about the quest for perfection. So via a long route, the son of the father, via the ex-girlfriend, in nowadays Indonesia, figures out what real love is about. It gave me some peace of mind, And what it did, it's a period in my life. It's a period, you know, it has a cover, it has a back, it's how many pages thick, 154. You can put it on a shelf next to other books. So it's the start of a period in my life, and it also has an ending. So what I did writing it is trying to organize all my feelings, all my doubts about women and all about the aspects of life. I could touch it. I could, you know, put it in place and to know and find out the essence of real love. And that's what I found in the end. Well, it's still hard to live like that. I still am sort of challenged to stick to the old knowledge I got when I was writing the book, but I became a better person. Yes. I have less expectations, and people can be the way they want to be. I always wanted to form them, the women I loved and liked and had a good time with. I tried to polish them and transform them to my perfect, ideal partner. Yeah, people can be who they are, and I am a person, they are a person. People are persons, and people have their own opinions and a mind of their own. And who am I to constantly try to push people towards my perfect view on how my partner should be? The book has flashbacks. It goes back to the 40s in Indonesia, a country, a colony that was struggling to become independent, become a young new nation. It's more a historical storytelling. I write about Indonesia in those days where my father lived in that country. And nowadays Amsterdam, so there are flashbacks. And after my father came to Holland to study and met my mother, and of course Anite, the Chinese, his teenage love, had a very important place in his heart. And he told my mother about it. Actually, these two women, my mother and Anite, were corresponding. Yeah, they were writing letters to each other. In those days, it took a week or 2 weeks to get a letter from Curaçao, where we lived, in the Caribbean, to Indonesia, and forth and back. So these were, and I still have those letters. My father, of course, loved my mother dearly. It means that you can have more love in your life. I mean, that's not one specific person. Although Jodo says that you only have one Jodo, you know, that's your one and only soulmate, and there can be more people in your life, more partners, but there's only one Jodo. But I think you can have more. You can have more than one Jodo. And my mother probably became another Jodo in my father's life. And they had children, and that gave an extra dimension to their relationship. He didn't have that with Anite, of course. Yeah, I think I still have to find my first one. I'm not looking forward to it, because it makes you very dependent. Because a Jodo, as a phenomenon, if you have a soulmate, you grow together so deeply with all those emotions and everything you have inside, then one way or the other, you lose your identity. Yeah. What I would like to change about myself is that I don't think too serious. You know, when I see people misbehaving, or when they don't respond on emails, or children are laying on the floor demanding cookies, I should learn to be, more easygoing in that. I want to change it. I want to correct it. I want to tell them, you have to do this or you have to do that. Pick up your child and tell him he cannot have any cookies. When a taxi driver is shouting to somebody who's trying to rip off a person, I want to talk to this taxi driver, don't do that. So I take those things, immoral things, I take them too seriously. So probably I just have to step back a little bit. Things have to be fast, effectively, and I don't allow myself to make mistakes. So I'm too harsh towards myself.